This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History in Daf Yomi. Today's Daf has a reference to a shipwreck, and that reminds me of one of the most consequential shipwrecks in Jewish intellectual history is without doubt the shipwreck that took the life of David ben Maimon. You can probably guess from the phrase ben Maimon that this is a brother to Maimonides, who was Moshe ben Maimon as well, and in fact you would be correct. So let's just understand the consequence of this. Moshe ben Maimon fled Spain when he was a young teenager. They originally lived in the south of Spain, and it was a very tolerant environment. And then this group of much more extremist Muslims came up from North Africa called the Almohads, imposed a much more stringent vision of Islam that proved to be extremely dangerous for the Jewish population. And so the father of Maimonides, Maimon himself, Rav Maimon, decided to take his whole family and flee. They made their way to North Africa and slowly made their way along the coast. And it was at this time that the young Moshe ben Maimon, still a teenager, actually both wrote his incredible commentary on the Mishnah and studied to be a doctor. They then made their way to the land of Israel. They lived in Akko for a while and then down to Egypt, where they finally settled in Fostat, or in Old Cairo. And the younger brother, Moshe, largely spent his time studying. And the older brother, David, especially after the father passed away, David was responsible for the upkeep of the entire family. His trade was selling various things, including precious gems. And he was on a ship on its way to the Indian Ocean when it was lost. And unfortunately, not only was David ben Maimon killed, but he lost all of the family wealth, and they also found themselves in debt to many other people who had entrusted their funds with David ben Maimon as well. This was devastating to the Maimonides family, and Moshe ben Maimon, in fact, speaks about being essentially laid out for a year, paralyzed with, it's hard to give, kind of psychological analyses, especially of someone like Maimonides, but especially after 1,000 years too. But it sounds like a terrible depression. And it's interesting to note that Maimonides actually wrote on the subject of depression in Arabic for his as part of his medical writings. So Maimonides had to pick himself up, and he had to become, responsible for providing for his family. And that's when he ended up going to work as a doctor. So I take this particular story very, to heart, because it shows how, Maimonides did not leave a charmed life at all. He had to flee persecution as a youngster. He had to wander across the course of North Africa. And he was, a brilliant intellect, and he was supported by his father and then by his brother. But at a certain point, he had to leave his studies and focus on his work. And nevertheless, he was able to excel in both of those. It's just an amazing story. Okay, I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you atzlacha in your learning.